A memorial service was held yesterday in New York for Christopher Reeve. He was paralyzed after a spinal injury 9 years ago, and he died this week. Commentator Beth Finke says people with disabilities will remember Christopher Reeve for his leadership, his activism, and for his hope.
I lost my sight in 1985, so I never saw Christopher Reeve in a wheelchair. When I think of him, I can only picture the way he looked in the movie Superman. Tall, dark hair, his eyes, they're blue, right? Christopher Reeve wrote a couple of books about his accident and his life afterwards. The Library of Congress recorded them on tape. That allowed those of us who are blind, or those who cannot turn the pages of a book, to read his books independently. Listening to one of these books, I learned that he saw his life as a continuum. He could look at the movies he'd made before his injury, where he's standing, running, moving his arms, as just one part of the continuous path he was on. I see things, so to speak, a little differently. To me, it's as if I've lived two different lives. 26 years as a sighted person, the rest is one who cannot see. On good days, I think of this as a blessing. Not everyone gets a chance to live life from such completely different perspectives. On bad days, I grieve. Christopher Reeve inspired people with disabilities. He inspired average people, too, in a different way. They saw all the progress he made, exercising, regaining some feeling after years of paralysis, and continuing his career. And they thought that Christopher Reeve had conquered disability. This happens with me sometimes, too. People think because I've learned Braille and I use a talking computer that everything's okay now, that I've overcome my blindness. But it's just not true. The only people who conquer disabilities are those who are cured. The rest of us move on. We live with our disabilities, not despite them. The week before Christopher Reeve died, he was here in Chicago, speaking at the Rehabilitation Institute, advocating for advancements in embryonic stem cell research. He saw that as perhaps the best hope for his own recovery from paralysis, and as the best hope for curing chronic diseases in others. Juvenile diabetes, for example, that's the disease that caused my blindness. Christopher Reeve was a living example of how unbelievable things can be accomplished with, not despite of, a disability. His honesty about his own paralysis helped me to be less paranoid about my own appearance in public. He educated others about the possibilities of advancement in science and research, not just to help himself, but to help others, like me. Christopher Reeve's goal was that his work would do something I've often thought impossible, overcome my disability. Now, when I grieve for my loss of sight, I will grieve his loss, too.
Commentator Beth Finke is the author of the memoir, Long Time No See.